You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week we're going to talk a bit about Albert Pujols, because quite frankly, he is in the process of making some history in passing some pretty good baseball players on the home run list. So I am Allison Footer here with Alden Gonzalez. Alden, you cannot ignore what Albert Pujols has been doing lately, what he's been doing his entire career. But I was reading through your basic, like, blow-by-blow of, like, where he is in the spectrum of all-time home runs. It's pretty impressive. So he hits two home runs, and he passes Reggie Jackson. Rafael Palmeiro is next. But if he stays on pace for the length of his contract, which is a big if, then he could end up having the all-time record, right?
Yeah, if he averages 35 home runs through the length of his contract, which would be this season and then five more years, he'd finish with 770 home runs, which obviously is eight more than what Barry Bonds finished with. And, you know, there's a big uncertainty here, obviously, because Alex Rodriguez, with the Yankees, 40 years old, in his probably penultimate season of his career, he's also climbing up the charts. But 35 home runs to the length of his contract, he passes Barry Bonds. Now, as you said, easier said than done. Albert's averaged 37 home runs, I believe, through his first 15 seasons. But, you know, those numbers don't tend to trend upward most of the time. And this is a really tough ballpark to hit home runs in. But I think one thing that we have been seeing from Albert as he has aged is that the power numbers have stayed the same. Maybe the batting average and on base has kind of descended. But, I mean, he did hit 40 home runs last year. He hit three home runs in a span of seven at-bats. I'm not saying he's going to average 35. I would bet that he doesn't. But, you know, if you start figuring it out and you start doing a little bit of the math, he's going to end up probably in the top three, top four, at the very least in the top five if he plays through the length of his contract. I mean, he's already 13th on the all-time list, and he's probably going to finish this year, I would think, like 9th or 10th. So, you know, he's really getting up there.
Okay, so not only are we going to look at where he can be at the end of his career, but he's having a nice little stretch right now, which is good because he was like 0 for 26 before he went on this little streak. So I guess you can't really ever count out Albert Pujols. I don't know why I do, based on his track record, but he's really been stepping up lately.
Yeah, and this offense really needs it, Allison. They've been really struggling to get any sort of production, and it seems like right now him and Mike Trout are getting hot together, and obviously when that happens, that's kind of a big deal around here. And, you know, I think, you know, in this stage of Albert's career, it's pretty evident that his production is going to come in spurts, but he is going to have those spurts that could kind of stretch out over a long period of time. And, you know, we saw a little bit of this in the beginning of last year. He finished the month of April last year batting in the low 200s. And then, you know, throughout May and June, he kind of OPS almost 1,000. And that kind of catapulted him into the All-Star game and made a big impact on this team. So it seems like he's in one of these hot stretches right now. He went into Sunday's game in a 26 at-bat hitless streak, which is the longest of his career. He went 2-for-4 with a home run, and he hit four rockets. I mean, two of his outs registered at about 105, 108 miles an hour off the bat. I think that's as good of an indication as any that, you know, he's got his legs underneath him and he's seen the ball well and he's put in good swings. This Angels offense badly needs that kind of Albert right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I found this interesting. You're writing about Garrett Richards and his strategy during the game on Monday. That he was using all fastballs early and saved a slider and curveball changeup for later, which obviously kept the hitters off balance. And that's a great approach. Everyone would do it all the time if nobody knew it was coming. But of course, you can't really do that all the time. So how was he able to get away with that kind of approach?
It's a luxury, Allison, that a lot of pitchers don't have. And the only reason why Garrett could get away with it is because he throws in the upper 90s. And not only does he throw in the upper 90s, he throws two different fastballs in the upper 90s. He's got that four-seam fastball that kind of tails away from right-handed hitters, and he's got the two-seam fastball now that kind of cuts in to right-handed hitters. And think about kind of the luxury that he has. I think first time through the order, all but three of his pitches were fastballs. So guys are coming up to bat against him for the second time, and there are three of his pitches that they haven't even seen. They haven't seen the changeup. They haven't seen the curveball. They haven't seen the slider. Pretty much all of those are plus pitches for him at this point. So, and you know, Garrett told me last night is ideally he'd be able to do that every time. He can't do that every time. He doesn't always have that great feel for his fastball. He did last night. And one thing about him for this season, now that he is a full season removed from major surgery on his left knee, it seems like he is kind of trusting the stability of his landing leg a lot more. And because of that, it's kind of allowed him to reincorporate that two-seam fastball. Last year, he kind of got away mostly with the four-seam fastball. Now, kind of like he did in 2014 before the knee surgery, he has that two-seamer. He's got two fastballs that he could throw at guys. He kind of considers it like two different pitches. So you're going to see him, I think, a little bit more often go first time through the order just fastballs. And like Garrett said yesterday, I'm going to keep throwing you the fastball until you prove to me that you can hit it. And, you know, the Royals couldn't. He walked five guys yesterday. He didn't have great command, but you did not see a lot of hard contact from the Royals yesterday, and it's obvious to see why.
Yeah, and to do it against a team like the Royals, and it has to, you have to look at it and say that's pretty legit, because that's got to be, that's one of the toughest. That's a relentless lineup that just makes you crazy. So for him to be able to control them, that's huge.
Yeah, and Eric Hosmer even said it yesterday. He said, you know, most guys don't attack us like this. They try to mix it up as much as possible against us. They don't really see that approach very often of a guy's just like, here, I dare you to hit my fastball, and if you can, I'm just going to keep throwing it. They don't see that too often.
So I want to ask you about Andrelton Simmons, just on his defense. I mean, now that you're watching him every day, you know, we watched him in Atlanta, and he's just amazing. But to be able to watch him play defense every day, I mean, what's just give me some kind of insight on what kind of defensive player he is.
He is better than you think, and that's the stock answer that I heard from everybody in the offseason when the Angels got him, and I could affirm that now watching him closely. He hasn't even brought out his best plays yet. He hasn't had to, but he made one play on Saturday. Nori Aoki hit a slow roller in between the third base and shortstop hole, and Simmons just kind of ranged to his right, and in one motion, he went from glove to hand to in the air, to throwing the ball to first base. And Nori Aoki can really run. He's a left-handed hitter. He gets out of the box really quickly. Andrelton made that play look so easy. But I don't know of many other shortstops. Joe Smith said that maybe two or three other shortstops make that play on a slow roller. And what makes Simmons special, I think, and just from talking to some of the people who have watched him, a lot of shortstops get rid of the ball quickly. A lot of shortstops have great arms. There aren't many shortstops that have both the way he does. You know, usually you sacrifice one or the other. And I think that play on the Nori Aoki roller to the right side was kind of a snapshot of what makes him special. To be able to get rid of the, to be able to transfer the ball to his throwing hand so quickly, and to be able to have as much on the throw as he did with a play like that, I don't know of anybody else that could do it. His transfer time from glove to hand was like 0.5 seconds, which is what StatCast had him on. And it's funny because leading up to that play, kind of some of the Angels pitchers would talk every once in a while, and they'd be like, when is he going to pull out the sick one? And the sick one is that play in the hole, and he finally did it on Saturday. And, you know, the crazy thing, Allison, is that that play that he made Saturday, he could make it from even deeper in the hole, which is just, which is unreal. I mean, Derek Jeter popularized that play. Andrelton Simmons makes it better than Derek Jeter ever did. I know that's kind of blasphemous, but he does.
Yeah, it's interesting because when the Fielding Bible came out and they were using ways to measure, you know, defensively how players are, and the rankings were shocking as far as, like, how fast they can get to the ball, how fast they get rid of balls. And often the ones that are flashier get more credit because the ones that it just they're able to do things a half a second earlier than everybody else, and so they don't They're not, like, making you go, ooh, ah, with, like, flopping themselves down. Because they don't really need to do that because they're getting to everything quicker. I remember covering Adam Everett in Houston all these years, and nobody's really, like, understanding just how superior of a defensive shortstop he is. And it's kind of weird that you almost have to throw your body out there if you're if you want to get any kind of, you know, not that it really matters, but, like credit for being this, like, amazing fielder when players like Simmons just do it so naturally that he doesn't really need to be so flashy.
Yeah, it's kind of like his teammates got to watch it on replay to actually realize how good he is. I remember this one play early in the year. They were in Oakland. It was the beginning of the ninth inning, and Houston Street was on the mound. Somebody hit a foul pop-up towards the third base side. And you know Oakland has that huge foul territory. And Adelson right. Simmons was already shifted over because it was a left-handed hitter. And he sprinted all the way out there. He kind of slid in between the left fielder and the third baseman and made the catch. And, you know, you watch it in real time and you're like, oh, that was easy. But then you kind of look at it again and you realize that he covered 115 feet on that fly ball. And you watch the play and it's like, who does that? And after the game, Houston Street was like, you know, that is the first time that I realized just how good Adelson Simmons really is. Because he was on the mound and he's like, okay, that's a foul ball. What am I going to throw this guy next? Then all of a sudden, he sees Adelson Simmons in his sight line making what looks like a routine play. It's unreal. It really is.
Yeah, no, it's a shortstop like that can make, I mean, so much of a difference just overall, just with everything. So it'll be fun to watch him. Okay, thank you so much, Alden. Talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.